You know, there's bedlam here today. We're at the main entrance of the most famous of all Hollywood motion picture studios, MGM, and there are several hundred excited youngsters out here who've just spotted one of their favorite stars. He's the 18-year-old singing sensation who has the most successful record of the past 2 years to his credit, Paul Anka. He's heading this way now. Paul?
I'm Erskine Johnson. If you have a moment, I'd like to ask you a few questions, like, how do you account for this phenomenal success of your records?
Well, I think a lot of the credit goes to kids like those out there. They're the ones that make the singers, and they're the ones that we could thank. They buy all our records, the disc jockeys play them, and from that we get our hit records.
Uh-huh. Well, I imagine the song and the way you sing it has something to do with it. For example, this biggest hit of yours, Diana, has sold more than 5 million copies, more than any other record for 2 years, and I understand you wrote it yourself. Now, isn't that unusual?
Well, not really. I've written quite a few songs now, and most of them I usually record myself or I'll give to some other artists. Actually, I like to sing and compose, and I think I have the same feeling and the same thoughts as most of the other teenagers and the young adults that are around my own age. Maybe that's why they seem to understand the way I write.
Well, Paul, how do teenagers think today? What are their feelings? You know, they're the center of quite a controversy.
Yes, and I don't think it's all completely fair to them. Sure, there's more independence among young people today, but that's not always bad, and besides, it's a result of the way the world has changed around us, so it's not their fault. When you travel around in this business, show business, it kind of teaches you that most people everywhere are pretty great, you know, but especially the teenagers, because they deserve some confidence and not all the knocks that they get, really. They're far more advanced in every way than teenagers of any previous generation.
Well, there's no question about one Paul Anka being advanced and phenomenally successful for his age. You've had another number one record hit just recently titled Lonely Boy. Did you write that one, too?
Yes, and it's one of the five that I wrote for the picture, Al Zugsmith's Girlstown, in fact, for MGM. I sing Lonely Boy, and I sing another tune called Time to Cry, and also the title song for the picture called Girlstown. That is my latest recording.
And are your other two songs in the picture?
Yes. One of them is sung by Miss Mamie Van Doren, who sings Hey Mama, and another tune that I wrote for Miss Kathy Crosby called I Love You.
Uh-huh. Isn't Girlstown your first movie as an actor?
Well, I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to tell you that I had a great time doing it. I really got a big kick out of doing the picture.
How serious are you now about an acting career, Paul? Are you going to concentrate on pictures?
Oh, I'd like to, of course, but not to the point of giving up my singing or composing, because it started me off in my career, but I kind of look at it as another natural step in the entertainment field. And it's a step that I like to take myself.
How did you feel, Paul, when you started your first role in Girlstown? I understand you have some very dramatic scenes and even a fight in the picture.
Yes, I had a couple of doozers there, you know. Actually, to tell you the truth, I was scared stiff the first day. And then I started telling myself that the movie camera wasn't as different, you know, as from a live audience in any of the different countries I've toured on my singing engagements. You know, after that, I got the usual butterflies and little jitters here and there, but otherwise, I had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, Paul Anka, thanks for stopping to talk with us here at the entrance to the MGM studios, and good luck to you the rest of the way in what is certainly one of today's most fabulous careers.
Thank you.
To hold at a moment like this. so hard.